Joe Lieberman might be welcomed at a conference going on in Washington. Today is the last day of a conference that featured almost as many conservative speakers as a Republican National Convention. This wasn't just another gathering of GOP veterans, though. In fact, for many of them, 2004 was the first time they were old enough to vote. NPR's Mike Pesca sat in on a gathering of 400 college conservatives, and here is his report.
Yesterday's schedule began at 9 a.m. and stretched until after 8 at night. 10 conservative speakers in 11 consecutive hours. If that sounds like your idea of a good time, then you're probably already attending the Young America's Foundation Conservative Student Conference. For a college conservative who feels besieged by a liberal faculty and student body, this kind of deep immersion is perhaps understandable. That said, there was plenty of doodling and leafing through program guides by speaker number 7. Though every laugh line did get a big laugh and every reference to banning abortion was dutifully applauded. The preferred dress code was business casual, but one student stood out. 18-year-old Alex Herbiter went a different direction. Black combat boots, black shirt, black pants, black tie. He could have been a bassist for the Swedish rock group The Hives. He also displayed a rebellious streak in the question he put to Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings, who welcomed the students to the White House.
She said she wanted all grade levels to be brought up to grade level by 2014, which is 8 years from now. I told her my senior English class, which is 12th grade, was being given work on a third grade level, and I asked her how they planned to bring up 9 grade levels in 8 years, and I wanted to know why they didn't move for, like, school choice, school voucher, something that would have given accountability to the parents, which has always proven itself. I think I pissed her off.
Most speakers get more deference than that. Standing ovations are de rigueur, and question time is often filled with statements of appreciation for a speaker's work, life, perseverance. Speakers who talk about their religious faith, like former Iraqi General Georges Saada, who spoke of being a Christian under Saddam Hussein, are greeted by statements like this from the crowd.
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to thank you and congratulate you for, even in the face of death, you stuck with your faith.
Thank you.
And that is the most respect that I have for any man, someone who believes in Jesus and sticks to that no matter what.
Thank you. Thank you.
After a week, patterns emerge. A pro-gun statement brings down the House. And whereas speakers will occasionally say, maybe some of you are pro-choice, none of the students I spoke with say they've heard anyone come out and admit that they are. But Jacqueline Smith of Long Beach, California, says that one issue that conservatives often campaign on nationally has proven a little divisive among the students.
Yes, we understand that part of being conservative is feeling that gays should have limited rights based on their sexuality, but that a larger part of the conservative ideas is to embrace everyone and to be accepting and to maybe feel that it's wrong, but not to judge against them. And we felt that was really lacking a lot of the students' perspective that we noticed the first night.
But soon, she and her sister Nicole found students who agreed with them, though the speakers haven't provided the kind of debate points on gay issues like they have on almost all other subjects. As a result, attendees walk out of here able to argue as effectively as almost any guest on Hannity and Combs. And the speakers may wind up as guests on these students' campuses come fall. Tom Burton of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire worked with the Young America's Foundation to book speaker Star Parker, best known for her book, Pimps, Whores, and Welfare Brats, From Welfare Cheat to Conservative Messenger.
The board would say, oh, the conservatives are too expensive, they cost $20,000. And we said, oh, look, here's one who will come for $4,000. And, you know, the lesser paid speakers do just as good a job a lot of times.
Right.
And, like, the board liked her because she's black and a woman, and yeah, they're bringing her for Black History Month or something, so it's like whatever it takes to get someone there, you know.
Parker met Burton for the first time at the conference, and she was informed that she'd be going to Wisconsin in a few months. She's happy she priced herself affordably.
It's easier to sell their liberal left-wing guardians of their student fees on a cheaper speaker, if you will. And so it gives me the opportunity to get out there and really showcase what it is that I need to say to them.
This week was pretty cheap, too, $375 to attend with lots of scholarships available. And for that, you make friends and acquire talking points which can last a lifetime. Mike Pesca, NPR News.